Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Senior journalist Dilip Mandal wrote an opinion article titled Modi Government's Stand Up India Scheme Worked for Women but Missed Its Target SCs, STs. I am Chitwan and I bring you the podcast version of this article. While announcing the Stand Up India Scheme in 2015 in his Independence Day speech, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had repeatedly invoked the number 125 to mark Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's 125th anniversary that year. 1.25 lakh branches of banks would disburse startup loans between Rs. 10 lakh and Rs. 1 crore to create 1.25 lakh Dalit entrepreneurs. Somewhat passingly, Modi had also referred to women entrepreneurs among the possible beneficiaries of the scheme. The focus was on the scheduled castes and the scheduled tribes. Women were an addendum. As the Modi government and its finance ministry led by Nirmala Sitharaman celebrate the completion of 6 successful years of Stand Up India, a look at the scheme-related data tells us a different story. The scheduled castes and the scheduled tribes whom Modi had put at the forefront are a footnote in the list of beneficiaries. Consider this, the finance ministry data shared by Sitharaman says 81% of the beneficiaries of the Stand Up India scheme are women. Out of Rs. 30,160 crore loan disbursed, women entrepreneurs got Rs. 24,809 crore. Scheduled caste entrepreneurs Rs. 3976 crore and scheduled tribes only Rs. 1373 crore. Even in terms of the number of beneficiaries, the data is similarly skewed. Out of the total 1.34 lakh beneficiaries under the scheme, SCST accounted for only 25,745. The ministry data is silent about the community-wise categorization of women entrepreneurs. But we can draw our own conclusions from the fact that if SCST male applicants are not able to make the cut, then it would have been almost impossible for SCST women to get a loan in the journal women category. The Stand Up India scheme undoubtedly worked successfully for women. This might be the reason that almost all campaign materials of the Modi government celebrating the success stories have pictures and videos of women. This shows that the scheme meant for SCST has been usurped by women, while the SCST and their mention are all just for optics. There are 3 possible reasons for the marginalization of the SCST from the Stand Up India scheme. First, the SCST youth do not know about the scheme. Second, they are not applying for the loans. Third, bank branches are refusing loans to them. To argue that the SCST youth do not know about the scheme is to assume that in this era of communication oversupply, Modi's Independence Day speech did not reach almost 25% of the Indian population defies logic. This government and the BJP arguably have the most efficient communication infrastructure in India. A message not reaching the target groups despite all the efforts of the BJP and the Modi government is simply difficult to believe. Second, it is definitely possible that the SCST youth are not applying for this easy long-term loan because there are certain thresholds to be met before loans are approved. In that case, it is the bank's duty to do the necessary hand-holding and provide SCST with the support to make this scheme successful among the target classes. Going by the data, the banks either did not undertake such efforts, but it failed to produce desired results. India's jobs data shows that unemployment is rampant among the SCST youth, and if provided with an opportunity, they will most certainly go the entrepreneurship way and seek loans from banks. So why did that not happen? Clearly, if banks are not able to disburse loans to SCST under a scheme specifically targeted at them, then we can imagine what the scenario would be in the case of generic loan disbursals. The exclusion of SCs and STs, whose share in the country's population is 16.2% and 8.2% in loan disbursals, raises serious questions about the Modi government's claims of financial inclusion of the oppressed and deprived sections. The fact that the Stand Up India scheme is reaching women successfully makes it clear that the banks indeed have the required infrastructure to disburse loans to targeted groups. as such, we are left with only the third possibility, that banks are refusing loans to the SC/ST youth. Is it simply the case of wrong intention or misplaced priorities on the part of the bank officials? If this is the case, then the Modi government should have taken corrective steps. Have the bankers been told by the Modi government to make this scheme inclusive and also take the SC/STs along? We don't know. At this juncture, we can conclude that the Stand Up India scheme has not fulfilled its core purpose of empowering SC/ST youth. It would have been better to divide the scheme into two or three different parts, and the bank officials should have been given group-specific targets. The Modi government might even consider acknowledging and rewarding the bankers who make this scheme inclusive and reprimand those who fail to meet the target. It's all about the intention after all. In India, social inclusion in government schemes works only when some quota or target is fixed. It simply cannot be left to the good intent and benevolence of the structure and democracy. Thank you for listening to the Print Pod. We will be back soon with another episode.